Hi, everyone. This is Jennifer. Welcome to the Corporate Flight Attendant Podcast. I was a corporate flight attendant for 6 years, and I tell you the entertaining and brutal honest truth of this industry. Before we start today, remember, if you like this podcast, please give me a 5-star rating and review in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Also, check out the show notes for my CFA ebook or to donate. Today, we are discussing how to eliminate flight attendant competition with a book called 10X is Easier Than 2X. But first, I just want to relay some unfortunate corporate aviation news. There was a recent plane crash on a Challenger 604. And why I'm mentioning this is if you look this up, you can find it on Aviation International News. You can look up a Challenger 604 that crashed out of Florida. And the interesting part is that the flight attendant was able to save the passengers by opening the baggage door. Unfortunately, the pilots passed away, but that is amazing for that flight attendant. I can only imagine how she or he feels right now and what they're going through, but they did an amazing feat. And as a fellow corporate flight attendant, or all of us should be very proud of this person, because the fact that they were able to save themselves and the passenger is amazing. So that's a story. If you guys want the nitty gritty behind it, look it up. I can't find anything about the flight attendant. I can't find anything except she opened the baggage door. So if I had more info to relay, I would. So if you find anything, let me know. But all they go into is why the plane crashed and everything behind that. Okay, so let's move on. I am listening to a book called 10X is Easier Than 2X by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy. And the concept is that people who are really successful live their lives in a 10X way. That means that they don't waste years being bogged down by minutiae, especially with work and career. Instead, they immediately go for their dreams and they figure out how to do it and achieve their goals very quickly. So if you think of something like a regular job where it's an insurance salesman and the person gets this new job, they're an insurance salesman in a large company, and they say to themselves, okay, in 3 to 5 years, I am going to be the best salesman in the company. And so it takes them 5 years, and then they say, okay, now I am going to be the manager of this entire sales force in the company. That's my goal. So it takes them another 5 years. So now they're down 10 years, right, into their career. Then they say, I am going to be the regional manager of all the salespeople for this company in this entire region. That's my next goal. So, you know, I'm going to work really hard and I'm going to go day by day and doing the little incremental things. And then I'm going to be the regional manager. And that happens. And it takes 15 years. That's the idea of going 2X. So it's not shooting straight to your goal. It's just doing that slow progression. And along the way, of course, this person would get raises and they're getting promotions and all that. But Ben Hardy, his whole thing is to go 10X, not 2X. So 10X is when you go straight to your goal and you do it in some very specific ways. So I found this book extremely relevant to corporate flight attendants, especially with eliminating competition in the industry. And for me, three main concepts apply from the book to CFAs. So let's go through them. Number one is every one of you has a valuable or rare quality. And that means that you have a uniqueness, right? Like, we all want to be valuable as corporate flight attendants, all of us. For example, when I was no longer a corporate flight attendant, I was still getting calls for years from this one company, this one account that really liked me. And the owner kept asking about me and asking to get me back. For that account, I must have shown value And I also must have shown rare quality. And now looking back on the account, I can say that what the owner probably liked is what I talk about all the time. I shut the fuck up. I was not in his face. He was a bit of a quirky guy. So I was able to work around his quirks and make him happy. And also his other big thing was when he had a lot of people on the plane, he wanted certain food from certain restaurants. I had to choose them. So I figured out what restaurants he liked. And also he wanted everything done fast. Like he wanted that buffet style done really fast. And apparently the corporate flight attendants behind me weren't offering that. So that's why I kept getting that call after years. So I was adding to that account value and rare quality, which all of you have. So this leads to concept number two. Now, this is my wording. I'm calling it the individual path. And when you have that rare quality or uniqueness, it's because you are setting yourself on the individual path. My path in this journey of being a CFA, in this journey of being a podcaster, is not your path. We're very different people and we each have unique talents. So let's take Javi again, right? We just interviewed her the last episode, and she has these unique talents of being a private chef, and she knows how to cook for a lot of people, and she knows how to cook quickly. And that's a big deal. So let's say that Javi and I were, I hate to use a competition example, but let's say we were competing, quote unquote, for a job. Let's say the company really wanted someone who was a chef, knew luxury food, knew how to cook on a G650, on a Challenger 604, knew how to do it, like Javi was saying, with a hot plate, with a microwave, with a tiny oven, and it was no problem. Then they would hire Javi. Not because anything's wrong with me, it's because she has that unique talent that she offers. On the other hand, let's say the company was looking for a CFA that had 5 or more years of international experience, a lot of experience on Gulf Streams, and the owner really doesn't care about food. The owner is fine with, you know, the standard catering, or the owner just wants to have some peanut butter and jelly and some Caesar salads and that's it, then they would probably hire me because I have my own unique talents. One of my unique talents is that I have all this international experience, that I have a lot of experience on G650s or whatever they're looking for. So we can't even be compared in that situation, Javi and I, because we offer so many different things. The woman I interview for next episode, she started as a CFA and she now owns a luxury training company. And that's her path. That is her individual unique talent. She will talk about in the episode how she realized there was a void missing in training in our industry and how she fills it. And she loves that luxury white glove service, where I'm not into that at all. In fact, I have turned down accounts that wanted that because I knew I was not that person. So again, we're not in competition with each other because we do very different things. Then you think of my path of being a CFA, and how many CFAs do you know who have started a podcast and written a book for you guys, right? And a novel based on the industry. I'm working on that novel. I just got my last edits back from my paid editor and that's going well. And I'm about to submit to agents and editors who have requested the book. What I had offered to the industry is very different from someone else. And now that I'm using all of what I learned for creative pursuits, that's something that fits me in my life. And I'm really happy about that because I look back at my CFA career and in 6 years, I feel like I went 10x because I've had a lot of crazy flights happen to me. I've had a lot of crazy trips, some really weird experiences on the ground, which were not pleasant some of the time, but they make for really good podcast content. They make for a really good novel. So I'm happy in the end that these things happened. And I look at my career and I say, wow, for a normal flight attendant, this would have taken 25 years to get to this point, but it took me 6 years because I worked all types of accounts, all types of planes, everything from charter to corporate to owner, everything. And I had all of those experiences. And that's something that I wanted to do that was unique to me. And then it's put me on this completely separate path from you. So that is my individual path. So you really have to ask yourself, what is your individual path? What unique talents are you going to bring to this industry that owner will say, I have to have her, I have to have him, I have to have them, I have to have that human on my plane? And that is going 10x. And then there's another big part of this, which is number three. When it's time, increase your standards. Now, for this industry, I think we all agree that we have to pay our dues first. Every person that has come on, they will talk about paying your dues first. That's just how it is. The only exception I would think of is, let's say you're from a rich family, you decide to become an FA, and your family's best friend suddenly buys a private jet, and all of a sudden you're the flight attendant. That's the only way that you can get around paying your dues. But once you do, you have to know to increase your standards even more. Flight attendants who go 10x, they either have a plan going in or they stumble into a plan and figure out what they're doing. And I think because most of you are very knowledgeable, you listen to this podcast, you're going to go in this industry with the right plan. And that is, okay, let me sign up for one of these charter companies. Let me get an interview however I can. And once I get that interview, then I'm going to secure this job where I am flying internationally on a 2-year contract, right? Make sure it's not just domestic, make sure it's international charter as well. So you have that in your back pocket. So you have that in your resume. You make sure that this charter company gives you definite hard days off. So it's one of these companies where you're 7 days on, 6 days off, 14 days on, 13 days off. You can have a life as well. It's not one of these situations where I had talked about in the past where you're just a slave. So already you're going 10x because you're making sure your standards are good for you. You're making sure your standards are good for your family, good for your mental health, because you have those hard days off doing charter. So you fly your ass off for 2 years, you commit to it. Maybe it's 3 years. Maybe you add an extra year on because you're enjoying yourself. After these 3 years, then you say, okay, I know it's time to look for a job with better pay, better time off, a better company. But in the midst of these 2 to 3 years, what you're doing is you're going 10x because you're getting that international experience, you're networking. When you have vacation, you're contracting on the side, you're getting your name out there, you're going to flight attendant conferences, and you're doing the best you can to make sure that everyone knows your excellent reputation as a corporate flight attendant. And once you get to that 2.5 year mark, then you're set. Then you can just say to one of the many directors of aviation you met, or one of the many chief pilots, or one of the many flight attendant friends you have, hey, I'm finally looking for a full-time position. And can you be on the lookout for me? And people will help you out. And that's how you go 10x. You really utilize your first 2 to 3 years in this industry, and you have that strategy. You have that plan. Because when you have that plan in place, what happens is you set yourself on that 10x better standard, so you know you will definitely take it a step up to a better company. Again, with better pay, with better time off, with better benefits, whatever it is to you. And you know not to stay in the same place, right? You know to better yourself. You know to make sure to keep going on this journey. So that, I think, is really important to this FA journey as well, is to keep challenging yourself, to keep growing. It's all about this 10x growth is what Ben Hardy talks about is you constantly want to be in this mindset of 10x growth. You're not doing things with that incremental minutia, right? Like the insurance salesman. You're not. You're doing it very fast. So let's go back to that example of the insurance salesman. If he was doing everything 10x instead of 2x, then what he would do is he would be that regional manager in 2 to 3 years, soak up all that information, and then probably start his own company, let's say 6 years down the line, right? So he would spend maybe 6 years at that company total, start his own, think about, okay, the first year I want to make $1 million. And then by year five, I want to have 100 employees and I want to be making $10 million. That would be going 10x. And that's what you're trying to do as well. You're trying to make sure you go for the goal and you do it. Because I found for me in this industry that I feel like when I started as a corporate flight attendant, I was going 10x. I got my first job a month after training, which is rare. And after that, I made sure to solidify my reputation as a contractor and I kept getting work. And that's what you want to do. So you can do this as a contractor as well. It's just such a good mindset. I found that using this 10X mindset, you really focus on your own CFA journey because you don't worry about the person to your right, to your left, your friend who just got the contract on the G7 or whatever. No, you're worrying about yourself. And that makes things a lot easier. And it will help eliminate competition in this industry if we all think about going 10x, because again, we just need to focus on what's in front of us, not what everyone else is doing. Something else he discusses in the book that I really like, he talks about you want to make sure that you're not going after this ideal you can never reach, the horizon. You'll find that, and I've talked about it a lot, that these flight attendants are trying to go after the unicorn account, right? Like, we only fly 5 days a month. We go to amazing places. You're getting paid a ridiculous salary. You're not going to find that unicorn. You have to be realistic. And in being realistic, you're not going after some type of ideal that's not reachable. It's not the horizon that keeps moving the line on you. And that's so important. So just make sure you're measuring your growth against your growth. Like, that's another concept of being 10X that he talks about, is you want to make sure you're measuring your progress to your progress. And he talks about being in the gain and thinking about your gains. And instead of thinking about maybe things that didn't happen that weren't great, think about your gains and how you've gone 10X before in your life, how you've really accelerated things and how you've become successful. So this has really helped me in podcasting because there's a lot of competition in podcasting, which would make sense. And I can't compare myself to Oprah's Super Soul Sunday. Like, obviously, I don't have that audience. I don't have an audience for the past 50 years of millions upon millions of people around the globe. I have to compare my progress to my progress and keep my mind focused on me and what I'm doing. I hope that really gives you something to think about with regard to mindset, because we want to make sure we have the best mindset, especially when we start doing this job, especially when we start interviewing and going to training and trying to break into the industry. And you guys can also, I highly recommend my CFA book because I talk in there about meditations and mindset and how I was able to break into the industry so quickly by attracting things that I wanted to attract to me. And at some point, we're going to go into the law of attraction, all that, because I think it's so important. It's so vital. Why do some flight attendants get jobs in 3 weeks and people of the same skill level, they're waiting a year to get their first job? We're going to talk about that down the line as well. So remember to buy my CFA ebook and give me 5 stars wherever you listen. And also think about listening to this book on Audible. That's what I did. Again, it's 10x is easier than 2x. It really puts you in the right mindset. The next episode will drop on Friday, March 22nd, and we have an interview with the owner and founder of a luxury CFA training company. It's a good one, you guys. Tune in. Until then, happy flying.